meetings this morning, one now, and then I'll close the meeting at the end and restart another application. The first application that we're considering is the application in respect of Trade Hall. For the visitor, my name is Gareth Jones, I'm chair of the because of the size of this application, speakers will have 10 minutes, which they require 10 minutes. I've got officers for the planning department on my right hand side and legal and administration on my left hand side. And an audio recording will be taken of this meeting if it gets discussed. We can only consider during our deliberations applications in accordance with national policy, planning policy framework, and the local plan. And we can start with application 22/3679/1. Oh, sorry.
Photovoltaic panels, solar panels, two mist tanks, funds equipment. Extension to the existing car parks to provide 29 additional spaces, 8 to the west and 21 to the eastern car park. Relocation of the existing farm and garden compound, which includes 2 stables, a classroom, a glasshouse, and 2 polytunnels. Plan 4 shows a landscaping plan. Plan 5 shows the existing offender management unit site plan. Plan 6 shows the proposed offender management unit site plan. Plan 7 shows the existing training centre and car park to be removed and demolished. Plan 8 shows the proposed open house block and replacement car parking. Plan 9 details the parking again. Green indicates reconfigured parking spaces, blue new spaces, and red resident spaces. Plan 10 shows the proposed open house block elevations. Plan 11 shows a cross-section of that building. Plan 12 shows the existing garden and farm complex to be removed and relocated. Plan 13 shows the 3 proposed closed house blocks. Slide plan. Plan 14 shows the proposed elevations of the closed house blocks. Plan 15 shows a cross-section of those buildings. Plan 16 shows the site plan for the land adjacent to the education centre and healthcare annex. Plan 17 shows the site plan for the relocated farm and garden complex. Plan 18 shows the site plan for the existing visitor centre and car park. Plan 19 shows the new parking arrangement site plan. Green indicates reconfigured parking spaces, blue indicates new parking spaces. The proposals are considered acceptable as they will be confined within the boundary of the existing prison. The proposals are also considered acceptable in terms of design, visual impact, subject to recommended conditions. The proposals are also considered acceptable in terms of landscaping, trees, biodiversity. Drainage details are acceptable subject to recommended conditions. The proposals will have no adverse impact on private safety. Whilst the site is itself located outside the sustainable settlement hierarchy, the application is supported by a travel plan with a package of measures to reduce staff arrivals on cars. The Highway Authority has requested a standard fee of £10,000 to support the monitoring and review of the travel plan. The application is therefore recommended for approval, subject to conditions, and the completion of a planning obligation to pay the fee of £10,000 towards the monitoring of the condition travel. Thank you.
Gender-specific and trauma-informed accommodation can support more effective rehabilitation. These house plots will be positioned within the secure boundary of HMP Drake Hall in the northern periphery of the site. The open house plot will provide capacity for 25 women, and this will be positioned out of the secure boundary on the eastern periphery. As has been already outlined, the existing training facility will have to be demolished in order to make way for this new unit. So we would like to thank your officers, who we have worked with proactively to respond to technical queries and issues, and there are no outstanding consultee objections or queries to the scheme. There is an imperative need to provide new prison places and sustainable buildings that will deliver positive outcomes. Given the special nature of the custodial estate, there are no specific planning policies which relate to prison development. However, taken as a whole, the proposal is considered to comply with the policies of the development plan in paragraph 96 of the MPDA, which supports the delivery of new prison infrastructure through collaborative work with the local planning authority and delivery partners. The following planning benefits will be provided through the development: 103 new prison places, improved resettlement and rehabilitation outcomes for these prisoners, a minimum 10% biodiversity net gain, and a high quality sustainable prison that will achieve REAL standard. These positive impacts are material considerations in the decision making process and demonstrate that the proposed development is acceptable on planning terms. We are delighted that the application is recommended for approval today. Respectfully request that you approve the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This application has come to us because of the size of the large scale major application, and it requires the planning committee to approve it as such. I'll open. If anybody wants to raise any questions of clarification, Brendan?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I'd just like to know what exactly is a travel plan. There's £10,000 being highlighted for it. The nearest bus stop is 2,500 metres away. That's not proposed to be changed. So I just wondered what is a travel plan in this instance, if that could be answered.
Yeah. Do you have any answer?
The travel plan is what they're trying to do is dissuade people from using private motor vehicles. So things like encouraging things like car sharing, in fact actually that maybe the site will introduce its own many bus in and out, groceries in and out. So it's actually just the travel plan is to try and to control the numbers of movements in and out and make sure it's as sustainable as possible, to ensure that there is a reduction. This is quite a remote location we saw, but obviously there are some places, some types of uses where, you know, it's not inappropriate to have them in a more remote location. So what they're trying to do is provide, so they buy into a travel plan which then reduces down the amount of the vehicle movements and makes this the much more sustainable in terms of travel movements.
May I come back? Mm-hmm. I appreciate what the objectives are, but it doesn't seem to me that it's implementable in terms of reducing the amount of car use. How do you encourage people to car share? How do you dissuade people from using a car at all? It is, as we know, remote by definition. And it just seems to me a little bit airy-fairy in terms of how you achieve that objective.
If you notice that the recommendation for the application is delegated authority to approve, the delegated authority is actually for a contribution to be made in relation to the monitoring of that travel plan through by the Highways Authority. They have a travel plans officer, if I'm correct. I think but what they will do is the Highway Authority will monitor the implementation of the travel plan and it's taken forward. So it isn't just a case of the
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Exeter.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, everyone. Can I say, first of all, I think it's so sad that we've got to increase the number of people coming into prison and the lady, you know, the ladies that's in there. I visited there, I'm sorry, Chairman, but I'm having to say this, you know, when I was mayor, and I do find it very sad that we're having to increase the number of places. Having said that, can you just clarify, do you think with the number of places that we are going to increase that we've got enough car parking spaces? Because I worry that, you know, it's out in the countryside, everybody's got to get there by car or some, you know, four wheels, and I'm just a bit worried that we've got enough car parking spaces on there to accommodate everybody. And the other thing I'd like to say, Chairman, if I can, I'd like to think that the design of the building that on Plan 8 and Plan 10 on that, that you've shown on the application, where we're putting the houses that are facing onto the roadway, that they're designed so they don't look like a prison building. You know, if that can be taken into consideration, I would appreciate that, because I think if we've got ladies in there that's going out to work, you know, and I mean work outside the prison, that we could make it look a little bit more homely than a prison block, because I don't feel that that would help them, you know, in while they're incarcerated in prison. So I would like to think we could take that into consideration.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Do you want to comment at this stage?
Yes. In terms of the parking, there is an increase of parking on the site being proposed, but again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to avoid as much parking as possible, purely and simply because the more parking we get, the more vehicles that we encourage, we're encouraging people to travel. The whole purpose of this was that, as I've said, it does have a travel plan. The travel plan will be monitored. So whilst there is an increase in the number of parking spaces being provided on the site, it also is backed up with a travel plan which will seek to encourage people to use other forms of transport or to actually use car share to reduce it. So the more parking we get, the more people will travel there. If they've got less parking, then the travel plan will encourage them to actually use more sustainable forms of travel. In terms of the consideration, in terms of the design, I would remind members that the application in front of us is a detailed full application. What is being applied for is in front of you today, and therefore you have to determine the application and in front of you at this moment of time. If you are unhappy with the design of the building, then that's your position in relation to this, but the application in front of this is to be determined.
It is what we're required to do.
So we are looking at what's in front of us today, and therefore the design isn't up to be changed. That's what's being applied for, so that's what we will be voting on.
Councillor Cooper.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I'd like to ask the applicant through you, if that's okay. This training block here, or whatever you call it, is an open block,
yeah.
Meaning it's outside the perimeter
yeah.
fence. So you've got inmates who are going in there who are progressing towards release.
Rehabilitation, yes.
Is this a new part of the design of the site, that you've got this open area?
There's already an existing open facility there. This would just be a new upgrade with additional accommodation space. That facility is essentially already there.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Has your chairman introduced you?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's the biodiversity net gain that confuses me on this site. That's the only bit that does confuse me. The rest, I think, is fine. But it's saying we've got a loss, then it's saying we've got a gain, and it doesn't
biodiversity net gain, the correct me, but I believe the responsibility to achieve net gain is not a requirement currently, is the future requirement.
Okay, that
hasn't
come in yet.
Not yet, it's due to come in the last part of this year, but we're all running around trying to put that in place at the moment. So this is over and above actually what is required from a statutory perspective at the moment's time, but obviously because it is something that we're bringing forward. I think through you, Chair, I think speaking with Mike, he's got a comment on biodiversity.
Yeah, sorry, I missed you.
No, that's okay. Just to clarify, the MOJ do have their own guidelines, it's a minimum 10% in this application. I think the confusions came of where the loss is, they're provided elsewhere, it's I think 11.73% gain for this application.
So it does end up a gain. Lovely. Then, Mr. Chairman, may I put this through as approved as per officer's recommendation, please?
I'll second that. Thank you. Before we put it to the vote, has anybody else got anything to say, any comments to make? In relation to, there was a comment about the look of the phrase, and on paragraph 9.2, the proposals are considered to be acceptable in terms of design and visual impact, subject to the recommended conditions, landscaping and trees, biodiversity, and the proposal would aim to meeting green excellent rating. The proposed scheme would result in no adverse impacts on highway safety. And the grade of detail will satisfactory. That's in that report. Does anybody else want any comment before or shall I put the issue to the vote? Okay. So what we are recommending is delegated authority to approve subject to conditions and to the completion of planning obligations to pay the fee of £10,000 towards monitoring of the travel plan. All those in agreement?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's unanimous, Chair.
Thank you very much.